Good morning, we're continuing with Chayotim, Klal Chof Ches, Simen Yud. Now, this scenario is different than the last Simen. He's talking about a case where Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. So the correct brach is Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael, V'Hazmanim. Yom Tov Shachal B'Shabbos. Nesai Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael, V'Hazmanim. So the correct nusach that a person should say, he should mention Shabbos first, and then, like every Yom Tov, you say Yisrael, Hazmanim. So the Mora says that Yisrael is mentioned over here, Klal Yisrael is mentioned over here, because through the power of the Beis Din, which is part of Klal Yisrael, the Yom Tov will come into existence. So it comes out that the Kedusha of the Zmanim is only true because of the Kedusha that Klal Yisrael has. So Mekadesh Yisrael, Hazmanim. Shabbos, on the other hand, its Kedusha is put into the world, it's established into the world, irregardless of whether Klal Yisrael is making it or not. So Mekadesh HaShabbos stands free by itself, it's not dependent upon Yisrael. So the correct order is Mekadesh HaShabbos, and since Shabbos is more common, we have a rule we're going to mention the more common one first. So you say Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then Yisrael Hazman. Now, so he changed the order. He said Yisrael before Shabbos and before the Zmanim. Or he left out Shabbos totally. He only mentioned Yom Tov. Even though he mentioned Shabbos during the body of the whole bracha, the paragraph, but at the end, at the final chasim, at the final moment, he did not mention Shabbos. Or the opposite is he only mentioned Shabbos. I feel Sha'omar Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael B'lomar HaHazmanim. So, causal the prechadash mikrishini matbeya bebracha mizrach lachzer. So, all these scenarios which you've given, according to the opinion of the prechadash, prechadash is a very important commentator on the Shulchan Aruch. It's not found on the page. In certain places it is, but in general, it's not found on the page. It's found on the back. So, prechadash looks at any of these scenarios which you've mentioned, that he mentioned that Yisrael before Shabbos, or he only mentioned Yom Tov, or he only mentioned Shabbos, or he only mentioned Shabbos and Yisrael, and not the Zmanim. So in any of those scenarios, he also is considered you're changing the formula that Chazal gave us of what to say in these circumstances. That's called Matbeah Shetov HaChachamim. Matbeah Bracha, it's the form that the Chachamim set up, how Bracha is supposed to be said. And the rule is a person is mishaneya mimi matbeya. A person is going to, in some way, take that phrase which Chazal gave us to say and say it incorrectly. He's not yotzei mishark lachzer. V'imloy oker raglum chazal tover chatanu. V'imloy raglum chazal resh. He has to go back. So what does going back mean? So we say in a case where he was under oker raglum, he goes back to the beginning of the fourth bracha. If he was oker raglum, he has to go back to the beginning of the shemnes. Okay, so that's the opinion of the Prechadosh. The Chayyadim is mentioning this because the Chayyadim wants to disagree. So the Chayyadim says, that I'm of the opinion that the Ein Tzarech Lachzer, he does not need to go back. The Chol Bracha Shemaske Babeiz Devorim, the Sayim Be'echad Mehem. So here we have in the body of the Tefillah, we mentioned two different thoughts. We talk about Shabbos and we talk about Yom Tov. Talk about both of them in the paragraph. And then at the end of the paragraph, instead of saying both things like he's supposed to, he only says one. Bein shechosa b'masha kolobo is yotza. So the Chayyadim's chiddush is that as long as in the body of the bracha, both parts were mentioned in the paragraph, even though at the end, that the chasima, the final closure, only one of the two is mentioned, that's enough to be Yotzei b'Diavad. That's the opinion of the Chayyadim, and he brings in this Yisodam a Raya from Yerushalmi to that point. The Mishnah Berurah actually has a different approach over here, and he says a person would say Mekadesh HaShabbos alone, which is one of the scenarios which the Chayarim gave, and not mention Yom Tov, but yeah, but he's Yotzei. So it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. He mentions Yom Tov in the paragraph, and then at the end of the bracha, he just says Mekadesh Shabbos. According to the Mishnah Berurah, in that case, he's Yotzei. According to Chayarim, in that case, he's also Yotzei. If, however, he only mentioned Yom Tov and not Shabbos, so according to the Chayarim, he'd be Yotzei, because he mentioned both things in the body of the paragraph of the bracha. And the end, he was chosim, he did a chesima, he closed the bracha, he said the final phrase with only one of the two. So according to Chayyarim, that's good enough. However, the Mishnah Berurah says in that situation, a person only mentioned Yom Tov, it's not good enough, and he's not Yotzei. So if you just mention Shabbos, he is Yotzei. If you just mention Yom Tov, he's not Yotzei. And the Bir Locha discusses that this should really be based on a diyak and a Gemara. The more indicates that there's a difference between Mekadesh HaShabbos and Mekad by Yom, saying in regards to Yom Tov. The reason, we're not going to get into the reason now, maybe a different time. But that's the halacha, and that's how Mishnah Berurah passed, and have a good day.